Would you be okay with your partner grading you on different aspects of your life, your personality, and your relationship? We did this yesterday morning with Sam's girlfriend, Josie. I'm curious, when you got home, did you guys talk about what went down?
It was a bit of a stark reminder of where we need some room for improvement.
In your relationship?
So it actually helped you guys?
Well, yeah, it was like a nice kind of, you know, coming to terms with.
Okay. How brave of you. He didn't really have a choice.
No, not. We both didn't.
No. We did the same thing with Vinny's wife, Tina, though. So Sam and I spoke with her, asked her to grade Vinny on these questions. You weren't here. You have no idea what the answers are.
Nope.
But you're about to hear them. You ready?
I'm a little nervous. No, I'm not ready. What choice do I have?
Okay, so the grades are letter grades, A, B, C, D, or F.
Okay.
So A, obviously, being you're excellent. A plus being the best. And F means you fail. Needs a lot of work.
Okay.
So the first question we asked is, how is Vinny at making an effort with your family and your parents?
I think I did pretty good for that one.
You think so?
I would assume so.
Well, let's find out.
Oh, he's always been really good at that. He's such a family man. So, yeah, he enjoys that. He makes a very big effort to spend time with them, go out with them, have everyone over.
Does he have a choice? Is the question.
Does he have a choice? Not really. Not under my watch, unfortunately.
So what grade does he get?
Oh, he gets an A for that. Guaranteed an A.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. All the visits that have been popping in since we had the baby, every day.
I love how she said you enjoy that. She said he enjoys that.
Yes.
I have to give it to you, though. You're a good sport about it.
You gotta be.
A lot of family time for you. I know it's a big family, and family means a lot to you and her. So
yeah, it's extremely important, and she has an incredible family, too. Yeah. Just want to get that out
there. So you do enjoy it.
I do.
Yes, I do. I would not be able to do it.
Except when I'm tired and cranky. Right. Other than that.
You're human.
Yeah, exactly.
You're human, for sure. Yeah. Okay, the next thing we asked Tina is to grade you based on your patience.
I don't have a lot of patience. I'm going to go maybe like a C minus in that area.
Okay.
Here we go.
B.
A B. Oh. Okay, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
You can be a bit quick-tempered sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, that's better than I thought.
You got a B despite your quick temper. Okay, that's a good score.
That's okay, I'll take that.
That's a good score.
I didn't get any in school, so.
Don't lose your temper when you go home today, okay?
No, I won't. Her,
you,
know?
you might change your mind after you hear the rest of the question.
Oh, no. Okay, what's the next one?
The next, we asked Tina to grade you based on your cleanliness and tidiness around the house.
She killed me on that one. I got to go D. D. She gives me heck all the time for this. Mm. All the time.
Okay, there's a big difference. Tidy, I give it to him. He's got like an A in my books for tidy. But cleanliness, I take care of the cleaning in the house. He thinks he's clean, but he's really not. Yeah. So I give him a C.
Okay, it's because when I try to clean, she ends up doing it again, the exact same thing that I just did. You know, I'm like, I'm off the floors, babe. And then she does it again. And I'm like, what was the point of that? It was for me to do it. Anyways.
Basically, you're just trying. I mean, it's...
For you to do it properly.
Properly,
I think,
I guess. Yeah, I got to learn.
Next, we asked about your abilities as a driver. I think we all know the answer to that. Boy.
We get into huge fights in the car.
No wonder.
The biggest arguments in the car.
No
so.
Wonder.
I slowed down.
I don't think this went well.
F. He's a little reckless.
I think Vinny would tell you that that's the thing I complain about the most with him is his driving cuts people off. He's a little reckless. Yeah. He doesn't look at his blind spots all the time.
A terrible driving reputation, don't I?
Like, no, you're just a terrible driver. It has nothing to do with the reputation.
But Nikki, I'll tell you, when I have my daughter in the car, I slow down.
Well, can you please respect the rest of our lives the way you respect hers?
I will make an effort now that I'm a father, okay?
All lives matter, Vinny. Okay?
Seriously.
You have my word.
Seriously.
All right.
And we asked about your personal grooming.
She's not impressed by how I trim my beard. I know she doesn't like that, so I'm going with like a C.
B plus. It's the beard, you know. Sometimes you let the beard grow out of whack. I remember after Sia was born, he went like 3 weeks without shaving, and I'm like, yeah, I can't kiss you anymore. His hair was in front of his mouth. I'm like, I cannot kiss you. And I said, here's the razor. Or I'm doing it for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Could be worse. Look at this beard.
I know. Look at that.
Could be way worse. She's giving you higher marks than you're anticipating.
That's not bad. She's being nice, though.
She is. Okay. But, well, let's continue. We asked her to give you a letter grade, A, B, C, D, or F, on how good of a listener you are.
I'm okay. I'm going to go with B minus.
A. He's very good at listening.
Yeah.
He listens once I catch his attention and say, hey, it's time for me to talk now. I let you talk and I listen. And it's me to talk and you to listen.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I get really scared. So I'm like, I have to listen
you
now.
You have to listen to her. That one surprised me. We also asked how romantic you are overall.
I think...
This is your forte. Come on.
Usually, I know lately I guess I haven't been. I don't know. So I'm thinking she'll put me somewhere in the B category.
B plus.
A B plus? He's a romantic guy, yeah.
For a guy that has heart-shaped ravioli custom-made for Valentine's Day, I think a B-plus might be a little shortchanging him now.
Maybe it's just because of lately there's no romance with a child, so I think I'm just true. Basing it on now. But overall, Benny does have a good heart.
I did buy her flowers like I was telling you yesterday.
Mm. Right.
Just sometimes you just got to do that, you know?
That's good.
Out of nowhere.
I'll do a bit more of that, yeah.
Okay.
That's why you got the B-plus. It was the flowers.
So. All right.
We also asked how spontaneous you are.
Yeah, I got those flowers and she said this is the first time you've been spontaneous and you actually surprised me in a really long time.
Okay.
So I'm not that spontaneous, so I bet you I got a lower grade.
A C?
A C. Yeah. He's not a spontaneous guy?
Lately, I haven't seen much, but I gotta give him some credit. He did give me flowers last week because I had a really bad night with Sia.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So he came home with flowers. So that was really surprising.
See, I didn't make it up. It's true.
I wish I had words of advice for you on that one, but I am the least spontaneous guy when it comes to relationships.
We learned yesterday that you're only spontaneous when you get free concert tickets from work.
Well, basically. At least not all hope is lost.
Okay, and then we asked her a really uncomfortable question. I didn't like asking this question, but it was like, how is Vinny before, you know, you do the deed? You know, that lead up. We talked about this yesterday. The warm up, you know, getting everybody in the mood.
Her family's listening, Nikki. All right.
I did not write the questions.
They already texted me. You know, like I said, sometimes I don't have patience. So sometimes in that area, I don't do the best I could. So I'm going to go with a C.
Next question, please.
Okay, that's an automatic F.
An F is a really uncomfortable question.
Just a little, yeah.
Overall sex life.
Before the baby.
We're still giving this a letter, right?
Yeah.
It's a letter. Before the baby came, because now there isn't any.
An A.
All right. All right. That's my girl. Love you, baby. Thank you so much. She did say A, right? Okay, she's, just wanted to clarify.
Yes. I don't know if she's saying like A or E-H. Like A. I'm not sure. I cannot confirm.
All right. Any more questions? We're
That's
done?
That's it.
Oh, thank God.
You're off the hot seat.
Oh, all right. Well, that was interesting.
You got it way easier than Sam yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like it.